Well, this was an interesting project because it wasn't just about the research itself, but it was also, you know, part of the reason we did it with ACDC was the educational component, getting undergrads involved in this sort of research and using the, you know, excitement of using rock music as part of the study, bringing these students on board that normally wouldn't be interested in understanding how agricultural systems are influenced by the abiotic environment. And so there was that educational slant to it as well as the more pure research side, which was to, you know, from an intellectual point of view, to understand how noise pollution of any form can not only affect one species, in this experiment, that's ladybugs, but then go on to have cascading domino-like effects on other species. And in this case, it was the aphids, which then influenced the plants.
So can you paint a picture for us of what this experiment looked like with ACDC and ladybugs combined?
Sure, yeah. So I've been a lifelong ACDC fan. And so, well, most of my research is not about ACDC, right? And most of my research isn't about noise pollution even. We mostly work with other abiotic factors, things like temperature, precipitation, wind, and how those factors influence the ability of predators to attack their prey. And, you know, a lot of this work is done, again, in an agricultural context because these lady beetles are such important natural enemies of aphids. And so we want to know how's warming, how is wind, how is drought, all these things influencing those interactions. And so, you know, one day I just happened to be listening to ACDC and I heard the song Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution come on. And it just hit me. You know, that's something we can test. That's an idea that I can actually address with my study system. And so we started off by playing AC/DC, the Back in Black album, to lady beetles while they foraged on these aphids in petri dishes. And so my students would count out a known number of aphids. I think we put about 30 into a petri dish, and then one lady beetle, and then put them either in a silent treatment or in a, you know, music treatment. And then after 16 hours, count how many aphids were left. And we could look then and see how the sound treatment influenced predation rates. And with AC/DC, the Back in Black album, and a mix of all sorts of rock and roll, so everything from Lynyrd Skynyrd, Guns N' Roses, Metallica, sort of all the classic rock guys. And then these urban sounds, jackhammers and city noises, horns honking and things like that. Those three different treatments all reduced predation rates.
It turned the ladybugs off their meal.
That's right. Yeah. So we don't really know why, but it's making them eat fewer aphids. And that's a bad thing if you're a gardener, you know, your backyard garden. That's a bad thing if you're a farmer. And it's a bad thing just in general that we're disrupting predation. So then we wanted to know if we can disrupt predation, can we actually increase pest load on these crops? Can we actually increase the amount of these aphids on a plant? And then does that affect the plants or the plant's biomass? And so we grew soybean in growth chambers for 2 weeks with aphids and lady beetles on the plants. And one treatment was listening to Back in Black 24/7. And the other was, no sound added. And after 2 weeks, those aphids just exploded. Their population densities increased dramatically in the music treatments because those predators weren't eating the aphids. Mm. And of course, with all of those aphids, I think it was about 180 aphids per plant, they actually suppressed the soybean plant biomass. And so AC/DC actually reduced soybean yield.
Are there any sounds that can stimulate ladybugs to eat more aphids?
We haven't found that, and I suspect that doesn't exist. If you just think about it purely from the ladybug's point of view, if it could eat more, it should eat more, because the more it eats, the more babies it makes. And so it's probably already operating at its maximum consumption. And I think it would be a weird and unexpected result to find out that a sound could actually make them eat more.
So at a practical level for farmers, Brandon, what do you think can be learnt from this research that could help to improve their business?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't suggest people stop listening to AC/DC or any other music. The point of that was very much a proof of concept, just to show that sound pollution can disrupt these interactions. What I would do is I would caution people to just avoid sound pollution when necessary. And maybe it's not something that a farmer can actively avoid, but it's something they should keep in the back of their minds. This encroaching city as urbanization happens, bringing more roads and more airplanes and more people, those stimuli could add up to make the natural enemies, the lady beetles and other predators, less effective. And, I don't think that noise pollution itself is going to become a huge threat for farmers and agriculture. But when you add noise pollution in combination with warming temperatures, changing precipitation patterns, slowing winds, all of these things together are probably going to have an impact on the efficiency of natural enemies, pest loads, how much pesticide must be applied, and of course, crop yield.
I know a lot of farmers who drive around the paddocks cranking up the music. I'm tipping they should maybe turn it down just a little bit, Brandon.
Well, they might want to do that just for their own health, but I am certainly not one to judge because I do the same thing.
Thank you so much for your time on the Country Hour today.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.